Coast to Coast with Art Bell. I'm Ross Mitchell. Call Art, west of the Rockies. Just pick up your phone and dial Art. East of the Rockies, dial Bell. South of the Rockies. Well, that would be Mexico, wouldn't it? And now, here's Art Bell.
Thank you very much, Ross Mitchell. Wherever you are this morning, across these great fruited plains, out in the Atlantic, out in the Pacific, on the Pacific shelf, or wherever you might be, just sitting on a shelf yourselves, a wallflower, if you will. Welcome to Coast, I'm Art Bell. In a moment, we are going to talk with General Johnson Jameson, hard at work now in his bunker complex in Saskatchewan, on a telephone that can call the dead. How many of you people ever thought a phone would be invented that could actually contact spirits that have passed to the other side? We'll talk with General Johnson Jameson at the General Johnson Jameson Laboratory in a moment. First, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, if the end of the world comes, will you be prepared? What will you do for ready cash? How will you get your dry cleaning done? The Coast to Coast Resource Book is for you. In the Coast to Coast Resource Book are all kinds of fun ideas on how to while away the hours as the world comes crashing down around you. Yes, as the apocalypse hits, as Jesus comes riding down on a flaming sword, as the four horsemen prance about your town, what will you do to find yourself a great, quick, easy burger? It's the Art Bell Coast to Coast Resource Book, new from Peenemann Enterprises. General Jameson, this is Art Bell, and welcome to Coast yet again. It's always great having you on.
Well, Art, tonight should be a very big night. A big night. Igor, did AT&T come?
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
All right.
AT&T is plugged in the phone to the dead?
Well, that's my server here. I don't know. I think it's singular, some of these guys. So we're going to call... Basically, what I'm doing, Art, is I've got a phone, and the phone line is connected into the beyond, into a place and a time that is unlike any place or time we know of, extra-dimensional. It's called the afterlife.
And this telephone will speak to spirits of those that have passed on.
Yes. Yes, it will, and God ringing, God willing, the phone will start ringing. I was going to say, God ringing, the phone will start willing. That might be Freudian. What do you think, Igor?
Oh, yeah!
All right. Jesus, quit breathing that clam sauce on me, will you? Now, Art, this segment of the Art Bell program brought to you by Peenemann Enterprises, by the way. I'm General Johnson Jameson, a stockholder in Peenemann Enterprises, and I've been on the board of directors for some 19 years. Now you know why I'm the only guest on the Art Bell Show.
Thank you very much, General. Now, is this phone accessible on the other side? You have a phone where you are. Do they have a phone where they are?
My understanding, the dead do have access to a brick-style mobile phone. And there's also a phone on the wall near the cafeteria down there. So,
when you say down there, you mean hell?
Well, you know, the underworld or the other world or whatever, whatever you want to call it. It's not heaven, because if they were in heaven, they wouldn't keep calling my tired ass. You know, is that right, Igor?
Yeah!
All right.
Why is Igor so hyper?
Well, you know what he does? He takes tubes of Benzedrine, and after he swallows all the bennies, he takes that cotton at the very bottom of it that's soaked in the Benzedrine oil, and he eats that too. So he's, by 4 o'clock, he's... You're gone, aren't you?
Oh, yeah!
Okay. Now, wait a minute. The phone's ringing. The phone is ringing.
Now, that is the phone to the beyond, is that right?
That is the phone calling from the underworld. There's a spirit from the underworld calling. Let me just see.
You gonna get it, man?
I'll get it. Don't you get it?
Hello?
Wrong number. Oh, what a jackass.
Well, what happened?
Igor picked it up. He said wrong number.
It's the phone for the dead people. Oh.
What a moron. I'll get it this time. Anyway, Art, how's the fishing out where you live? Is it, Oh, wait a minute. The phone's ringing yet again.
Toys R Us. Wrong number. Give me the phone? Washington.
Well, General, you're going to have to get Igor under control.
Get out of here! Man,
I said to get out of here. He answered the phone, Toys R Us. There it is. I'll answer it now. Hello, is this someone from the dead?
Yes, this is someone from the dead.
And who is this?
I am Adolf Hitler.
You are Hitler?
Oh, my God. General Johnson Jameson has received a call from the dead Führer of the Third Reich.
Yes, I am Hitler.
This is amazing. Chancellor Hitler, you've been dead. Do you know that the world reviles you, that hates you?
Yes, I know. From here on the other side, I can see that it's been going down, and it's messed up.
It's funny, I've never...
What's wrong?
Well, the colloquialism, it's messed up. Do you get current news down there?
Yeah, we get the cable.
All right, he gets cable.
All right.
Chancellor Hitler, do you understand that the Jewish state was born out of your Holocaust against the Jewish victims?
Yes, I understand. And I'm very sorry. There's one more thing, though, that I must say to you, sir, at this time. I am Chancellor Hitler, but I'm a big Howard Stern fan.
We've lost our connection there to Saskatchewan. Can we get it back? All right, my engineer's working on it now. General Jameson?
What?
What happened?
I got cranked by Hitler. What do you mean, what happened?
Well, how do you know that wasn't Igor calling from a payphone?
No, he was standing right here.
Man, you blew it!
I didn't blow it. The first two calls that came in might have been from somebody cool.
Like who?
Jesus. Instead, the phone call I pick up is Hitler and he cranks me.
Is it customary for dead people to crank call?
I don't know, but I just got cranked by him. Baba Booey. And the phone rang twice, didn't it?
Man, I didn't...
If I would have answered that phone, it might have been Jesus Christ or Napoleon or somebody. Toys R Us. God, I'm going to kill. I'm going to kill slow, and I'm going to kill thoroughly.
Well, General Jameson, I'm very sorry you got crank called by Hitler.
Well, I mean, the guy's on. He's telling me all of a sudden, Baba Booey. And he hangs up. To me, that's beyond belief. Beyond anything... Hold on for a minute.
Give me the phone.
Yes, this is General Johnson Jameson's phone of the dead.
Hello, General Jameson. This is Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ?
Yeah?
Oh, I mean, really? You're the guy that got nailed up?
Yes, I am. I wish you wouldn't make such a trivial matter of it.
No, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to. Just the profound impact that you've had. Oh, wait a minute. Now I know what's going to happen.
Baba Booey. He cranked me.
So Christ cranked me?
Yeah, both Hitler and Jesus cranked me. Oh, God.
Well, I got to get going. We have to do another segment.
Please give me one more chance.
General Jameson.
Please give me one more chance.
All right, one more.
I know the phone's going to ring. Get away from it, Igor. Hello? 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 Oh, I get it.
What happened?
It's Helen Keller. I can't win for losing.
Well, did she crank you?
Well, I guess so. Hey, here's another one.
General Jameson.
Please! Hello? Wrong number. Okay, so that's all the time we've got for...
Well, wait a minute. Who was that?
You don't want to know.
Who was it?
Look, I really don't want to...
I want to know. Who was that you just hung up on? Someone calling from the other side.
You really want to know?
I do want to know who you just hung up on that was calling from the other side. You got a crank call from Helen Keller, Jesus Christ, and Adolf Hitler. Now you got a call from the other side. Who was it?
It was a kid I molested and killed about 10 years ago. There, you happy?
Oh, my God.
All right, fine. You wanted to know.
General Jameson, I have no choice but to call the authorities.
Hold on, one more.
General Jameson, no more calls from the other side. I'm calling the authorities.
One more. Yes, this is the phone to the dead.
Yeah, you want a Chinese? Out the front door now. Got it.
Igor?
Sorry, man.
Okay, look,
we're calling the Royal Canadian Mounted Police to have you arrested. You are a real sack of garbage.
Thank you. My work continues.
Wait a minute, what? If we want to try it, I got a Szechuan and vegetable chow mein.
Get out. I don't want it now. I'm going to be arrested in 5 minutes. Don't you get it? You ever heard of the Sullivan Act? They're testing the hot seat off for me.
The Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.